Hi, amigas. Welcome back to another episode of the Daily Cafecito. I am so excited because we are finally getting the podcast on YouTube, you guys. I hope you guys love it. Honestly, the mission that it took for me to be able to even record this on YouTube and be able to record the audio at the same time, you guys, it's crazy. But it has also shown me that like I'm growing as a creator because I'm learning new things and I'm being able to like handle certain shit. Like, this frustrated me, like being able to figure this out, but the accomplishment that I felt at the end, I'm like, you know what, I'm gonna figure it out. Because, you know, I wasn't frustrated, actually. I was more like, what the fuck am I doing wrong, you know? So I guess it was a little bit like of frustration, but I was like, I'm gonna figure it out one way or another, you guys. And one thing about me is I'm gonna figure it the fuck out. I could be going through whatever it is I'm going through, but all I know is at the end of the day, I'm gonna figure it out. And that's exactly what I did today. So it may not be perfect, but it does the job, and I'm gonna grow, and I'm gonna learn, I'm gonna get better. And I don't know, it just makes me excited because I'm like, man, I'm really growing as like a content creator. Like, look at me now, I'm on YouTube or whatever. So if you guys would like to watch my videos in person, you can always turn them on as a podcast, like while you're cleaning, doing your nails, whatever you're doing, girl, you can always turn on my YouTube video as well, which is Cafecito con Daisy. That's the name of my YouTube channel. Or you can listen to this while you're driving, through audio form, Apple Music, Spotify, wherever you listen to your podcast at. And I'm so sorry on the camera, you guys, if I'm looking too much to the right because I'm looking at my viewfinder, just making sure that like I'm in focus. But anyways, we have our cafecito. Today we're actually drinking a brown sugar shaken espresso. Literally my favorite. I always get it with just two shots of brown sugar because or two pumps of brown sugar because it's a little bit too sweet for me, so I try to just keep it cool or whatever. So I was actually looking at the stats, you guys, of my previous podcast episodes, and one of my best episodes that has like the most downloads is my podcast episode about being a high value woman. So I kind of want to make a part two because I do want to break down what it means to be a high value woman. And this is in the perspective of a woman, like what makes her herself a high value woman? Like, what does she value? Like, what makes her who she is, you know? And it kind of, I feel like that radiates to the way that other people see you, like the outside people. And I want to clarify, you guys, that this is not in a sense of how men see a high value woman. Like, this is, I'm a girl's girl, so this podcast is for my girls. So this is just the way that we view ourselves and how we can feel better about ourselves and how we can clarify ourselves clarify, is that the word, what the hell? Clarify, oh my god, is that the word? Consider, I think I meant consider. Oh my god, que pendeja. Anyways, how we can consider ourselves a high value woman. So these are kind of my top five, you guys. And you guys know that every time I record my episodes, I normally just like freeball them. I'm like, I'm just whatever comes to my mind, I'm going to talk about. But this one, I did want to be a little bit more intentional. So I did write down my top five because I kind of really sat down and like pinpointed like what is my top five. But other than that, I just wrote down my top five things that I feel like make me a high value woman, and I feel like could also make you a high value woman. This is going to look very different for everyone, you guys, and I say that because everyone's experiences in life are different, but it's up to you to discover what makes you a high value woman and what makes you feel like a high value woman. Because I feel like when you discover this early on, you radiate that, or your value, the way that you see yourself, you radiate it into your relationships. And that's not just relationships, again, with like men or, you know, whatever your preference may be, but it's not like relationship wise as in like a couple or like love. It could also like radiate towards your family, your friends, your, you know, loved ones and people like around you. So I think this is very important for you to kind of sit down and figure out like, okay, these are my values, you know, and this is what I feel makes me a high value woman, and stick by that. That's actually one of the numbers, is actually saying you're going to do something and doing it. So let's go ahead and just jump right in, you guys, because this is going to be kind of a long episode. Well, at least I think it's going to be a long episode. You guys know that I always try to like speak from my heart. I never write anything down. We don't cut shit out here. Like, I'm just speaking what comes to my mind. So I don't know if it's Monday. I just realized I didn't even say happy Monday, you guys, because I don't know when I'm going to upload this. I might upload it tomorrow, which is Friday, because today is Thursday, or I might wait until Monday because I didn't upload last weekend because it was Father's Day and it was just a very busy weekend. So I decided not to prioritize it for the weekend. And Yeah, but I'm so excited. I'm so excited because I had actually been working so much, you guys, on trying to get the podcast on YouTube. So I've been kind of like on and off of the podcast. Like I've literally been like skipping a week here and there. But again, it's just I've been trying to like invest in my equipment, like figure... Not the burp. I'm so sorry. But invest in my equipment and just figure out like the best way to provide the most value and the most quality for you guys, because I enjoy doing this and I hope that it reflects in what I'm talking about. Again, I'm a girl's girl, so I love being there for women. Like I love empowering, I love inspiring, I love motivating. And if this is something that you would love to do too, girl, start your fucking podcast. If there's something out there that you feel like you have been neglecting because either you're afraid or you feel like you're not good enough, this is your sign to just go out there and do it, because you never know where it may take you. Use me as an example, and this could work for everyone, you guys. Literally, I have tried everything under the sun and I never expected for my podcast to be one of my biggest hits. So if there's something that you've been thinking about, just go out there and do it, girl. Again, this is your sign. Okay, but let's go ahead and get right into today's episode. Number one. The number one thing on my list that I feel makes me a high value woman, or could make you a high value woman, is confidence. And I feel like this is going to be like the umbrella for all of the other numbers or all of the other things that I'm going to name, because I think confidence is one of the major things in making a woman considered high value, right? And I'm just going to call it that because I have been seeing like that's the name, and I we always talk about like finding value in different things, because I truly believe that life is literally figuring out what's more valuable for you, right? And the same goes when you're making decisions, like which choice is more valuable, or even if you have a business, right? You're always going to think of what's going to provide the most value to your customer. But in this case, we are going to think about and talk about what provides the more value for us and what makes us high value. Okay, going into confidence, what I feel makes a woman confident or makes someone confident is their ability to handle challenges, to go through obstacles. I think a lot of it is your attitude towards those challenges, towards those obstacles, which I feel like I have very like much mastered in my life, because I have gone through a lot of things that I feel like have been very challenging, very hard, and in my life, you know, and I think that what makes me confident is my ability to get through them. And you can do it too, right? Like this is the more that you experience life, I feel like the more confident you become, again, because you've seen so much and you've felt so much. And as we're going through life, I'm sure a lot of you guys are kind of like in my age range. I know a few of you are a little bit older because I have talked with you guys through DM. But it doesn't matter kind of like what age you're in, because life throws experiences at you in different times. You know, everyone's going to be different. Everyone's going to find out like certain things sooner in their life, or, you know, it just depends. Everyone goes through different obstacles, different times in their lives. And again, that's like kind of when you start to learn those lessons and figure out how you handle those challenges. And I feel like another thing too that makes you confident is, again, your ability to make decisions, like being able to make a decision and stick to it. We talked about actually in my last episode about, or was it my last episode? No, I actually made a TikTok talking about, because I've always told myself that like I'm bad at making decisions, but my problem was is that I wasn't confident in the decisions I was making. And this is the thing, when you are making decisions, it's not about you being 110% confident in what you're doing, right? It's not like that choice, you're like, okay, I'm 100% it's going to work out. Like this is the choice that I'm going through. And again, it could be different, right? It depends on the decision that you have at hand that you have to, you know, decide on. And I'm going to give you guys like an example. So let's just say like you've been wanting to start a new career, right? Like you've been kind of thinking about, or taking a lash course. Let's just do that because I know lashes is like a big thing, right? You've been really thinking about taking a lash course, but you're like, you know, where I'm at right now, I'm making good money. Like I'm comfortable. Like I don't know if it's going to be like a good decision for me to just drop what I'm doing and try something new. This is where I'm trying to say that you, in that decision of you choosing a different route in your career, you're not 100% confident that it's going to work out. What you're confident in is your ability to figure it out. Period, girl. Mic drop. Literally. But when you are making decisions, you're not betting on the fact that it's going to work out. You're betting on the fact that no matter what comes with that decision, you're going to fucking figure it out and you're going to get through it. So I just wanted to like kind of clarify that about like decision making, because I feel like that has really helped me when it comes to making decisions. Take a shot, girl. Every time I say decision. And it's funny because I have been practicing that word, you guys, because I used to not be able to say it. Like, siempre se me dice, I don't know, I used to always say like decision, or no, I'm not gonna be able to say it the wrong way anymore. But anyways, so we're gonna go ahead and move on to number two, you guys, again, because all of these other things that I'm actually about to mention, oops, that was my phone, let me actually turn it off. All of these other things that I am about to mention, I feel like go hand in hand with confidence, right? Number two, I think I touched on this in the very beginning. Number two is when you say you're going to do something, do it. Because as much as you think that this is not true, you yourself, you have a subconscious mind and you have a conscious mind. The more that you make yourself fake promises, the less that you feel like you're capable of achieving certain things. And I am guilty of this, you guys. I am so guilty of this because I have done this a lot where I say I'm going to do something and then I change my mind. And I'm like, no, I don't want to do this. I want to do something else. My goal this year was to literally, I was like, anything that I say I'm going to do, I'm going to count to five and I'm going to do it. If I have the thought, if I have the feeling that this is like what I want to do, I'm literally just going to count to five and I'm going to fucking do it. Like, I'm not going to give it a second thought. I'm not going to give it like any more thinking about, because if not, I'm not going to take action towards anything. And if you guys have not read The 5-Second Rule by Mel Robbins, I think that's a very, very good book, you guys. And I have it linked on my storefront, but I've also listened to it through Audible, which actually I've been loving Audible. Not sponsored, but I've been loving Audible. I just tried it, and that's actually the first book that I read on there, which was The 5-Second Rule. But I feel like I don't have time sometimes to just sit there and like read a book. So that has been like a huge thing that I've been doing. But anyways, I feel like when you promise yourself something and you say you're going to do something and you do it, your confidence grows like this. And I feel like that's also you understanding how valuable you are to keep those promises to yourself. And it's like, learn to be dedicated, like learn to be dedicated in your work. And this comes with just like, not even just like career wise or like making a change in your career, you guys. This also comes with like personal development. If you say like, hey, I don't know, let me think of a good example. Like, if you have made it a mission to yourself, like, hey, I'm going to start going to the gym. I always use the gym because I feel like it's just the easiest and it's kind of like a common thing that a lot of us like go through. But if you tell yourself, hey, I'm going to go to the gym 5 days a week, or five days a week, and that's the goal I'm going to set for myself. The second that you do not reach that goal, you are breaking a promise for yourself, right? And it's like, if you are going to instill the fact that you are capable of achieving anything that you want, the point is that you have to do it, right? And sometimes it's not just about like manifestation and just like practicing positive affirmations. Like, a lot of the times it's also taking action. So it's like learning to dedicate yourself into what you say you're going to do helps build up that confidence. And again, helps you remind yourself how valuable you are. Because if you promise yourself, hey, I'm going to go to the gym 5 days a week this week, if you decide not to one of the days because you're too tired, that's also you showing yourself that you're not capable of achieving that. And you instill that in the back of your brain moving forward when you set goals for yourself, because you're like, okay, I couldn't even achieve that. Like, and this is not consciously, you guys. We do this subconsciously, but we teach ourselves these things by the actions that we take and the words that we tell ourselves. Okay. All right, let's move on to numero tres. This is such a big one. Self-love and the way that you speak to yourself. I have made a video about this and I've had a podcast about this, you guys, but to me, this is one of the most important things about being a high value woman, is learning how to speak to yourself so nice. Can you imagine, you guys, if we had like a tape recorder or something that was recording like the things that we tell ourselves in our head, like, and we had to play it out loud, like, I promise you, you would probably go to tears from how mean and how critical we are to ourselves. And it's like, sometimes you just have to like, just love yourself. This is the body that you're in. This is the only opportunity you have to life. Like, this is the only person you're ever going to be, you know, hypothetically, this is the only person we're ever going to be. Why not make it a good life? And why not love yourself for who you are and be confident and be happy with who you are? And I know that this doesn't come easy, you guys, because I have my faults, especially like insecurities of like weight gain and different things like that, in comparison, like comparing yourself to other women, right? I think that when you make the decision, hey, I'm going to start being confident, or I'm going to start loving myself, you have to also instill in your brain, you guys, and in your head, that especially if you struggle with comparison, because I've struggled with this, you guys, where I compare myself or my life to other people and I'm like, why don't I look like that? Or why haven't I achieved that? Comparison is literally the devil, you guys. It is the freaking devil. But you have to start to instill in your head the fact that, like, if you keep comparing yourself to this one girl, say you guys have the same job or whatever, she just looks better than you, whatever the case may be, start to instill in your head that you do not want to be her, and I promise you, she does not want to be you, right? You are your own person. The more that you walk through life, you guys, looks are, like, literally the bottom line. And I'm sorry to say that, but it's, like, I know, because practicing self-care, taking care of yourself and things like that, like, it goes far. And yes, it does make you feel better about yourself. It makes you feel more beautiful, more confident. But if you are not confident on the inside, it doesn't matter how fucking pretty or how beautiful you are on the outside, because it's not going to radiate that. You could be, like, literally the baddest bitch walking down the street, and if you are not happy with yourself within, it's not going to radiate. Like, you could literally, it doesn't matter what you look like, you guys, it's not about physical features, about self-love, it's about internally. If you love yourself enough to be able to, like, be better and, you know, again, just simply be happy in the body that you're in, the more confident that you become, and the more, like, that, you know, people cannot pinpoint your insecurities, or if they do point them out, if you've already accepted those insecurities because you love yourself so much for how you are, nothing affects you. You know, you don't go through life, like, just dwelling on, like, the things that you're insecure about, because we all have insecurities, you guys, but it's about owning them and accepting them and moving forward. And if it's something that you can change, then go for it. If it's something that you can change, then just accept it, and it is what it is. You know, the more that you're able to be nice to yourself and be kind to yourself, take yourself out on dates, girl, like, oh my God, I cannot explain this, because I feel like this has been such a huge change and a huge shift for myself. Because even me, like, looking in the mirror, I don't know why I said it like that. Dude, that sounded super mamona. I did not mean to sound mamona right there. But, like, when I looked in the mirror, like, before, I used to, like, pinpoint every single thing that was wrong with me. Like, every single thing. And I'm like, am I going up to, like, so-and-so, like, looking at them, like, every single detail, like, that's what's wrong with them. That's what's wrong with them. Like, no, right? I just see, like, an entire, like, face or whatever, and I'm just like, oh, like, she's so beautiful, like, you know, this and this and that. No one is coming to you and pinpointing every single little thing that's wrong with you. You're doing that to yourself. And I'm saying that because literally I'm speaking from experience, you guys. I have done this. I have looked in the mirror and I'm like, I don't like how, you know, my nose looks, like, I don't like how this looks, whatever. We are literally tearing ourselves down little by little, and we start to believe that that's who we start to become. And it's kind of crazy, and it's so sad, because I feel like this year I have changed so much, especially when it comes to loving myself a lot more. And I have feel like that has made me so much more confident when I'm making decisions. I feel like also too, the way that I allow people to treat me, I'm like, because not everything is about looks. It's not about being, like, perfect on the outside, right? It's about loving yourself on the inside. But you can only love yourself, one, if you do the work, and two, if you practice, like, taking care of yourself. Or, like, this is one of the things that I actually like to do, you guys. In the morning when you wake up, if you feel like you struggle with being hard on yourself and being mean to yourself, when you wake up in the morning, go to the mirror first thing in the morning, go to the mirror and say 5 things that you love about yourself. And if it's hard, you better think of something, girl. Think about something, a quality that you have. You know, it could be like, I'm a hard worker, or I'm compassionate, I'm nice to other people, like, you know, I love my shoulders, I love my whatever, you know, like, just say 5 nice things about yourself. It could be physical, it could be mentally, it can be the way that you act, it could be something nice that you did last week, or whatever the case may be. And every single day, I promise you, it gets easier and easier, and you start to accept your own compliments, and you start to really figure out, like, hey, there is things about me that, like, I do love. It's about shifting that focus from thinking of all of the negative qualities that we have into the positive qualities that we have. And again, that also ties into becoming more confident and being more of a high value woman. All right, so let's move on to 4. Okay. Whew, this one's a tough one, because I feel like I kind of learned a very hard lesson this last weekend. And I'm going to say it was a lot. It taught me a lot, but I feel like a huge weight lifted off my shoulders. And I'm gonna say that I feel like this, the one that I'm about to mention, is another one. All of these are big, you guys. All of these are big tips, and, you know, they're my top 5 for a reason. But being unapologetic about who you are, oh my God, I feel like it goes so long. Like, it goes a very, very long way. And I say that because be accepting of your feelings acknowledge your feelings and understand that your feelings come for a certain reason. Sometimes your actions may be tied into like your triggers or like your feelings that you're not proud of, but that doesn't diminish the fact that your feelings are still there. And I'm not going to get too much into it, you guys, but I did have like a very eye awakening experience again this last weekend. And I will say that I have been holding something in me for a very long time that I hadn't like spoke about, and that's not very Cafecito con Daisy of me, you guys. I wasn't following my own advice and I wasn't being true to myself and my feelings, and to me it just felt safer and more comfortable for me to just keep this within, you know, because I didn't want to affect somebody else, right? Because it's someone very close to me and someone that I love, and I knew that if I spoke up about this that it bugged me, it would have been very hard for them as well. So, but it was eating me inside, right? And it got to the point where like I pretty much exploded and I said what I had to say, you know, and I apologized. Like later that day we had like a whole conversation because they were like, I wasn't even aware that like you were feeling like this. Like I didn't know, like, you know, like I thought everything was okay and yada, yada, yada. And I apologized and I was like, I'm sorry for the way that I said it, but I'm not apologizing for the way that I felt because it's something that I felt. And to me, I was being very authentic to myself and I was being unapologetic because my feelings were very, very valid. And it just took for this person to either apologize or acknowledge like this specific situation, and I would have been fine. I would have let it go. But I think I never had that closure or like that feeling of like, you know, they accepted what they did and I could move forward, you know. But we had a huge conversation, and this has nothing to do, I feel like the way that I'm talking, it has nothing to do with my husband or like cheating or anything like that, because I feel like that's a low-key like the vibe I was giving, but it has nothing to do with that, you guys. It's actually someone very, very close to me. But after we had this conversation, it was a huge weight lifted off of both of our shoulders, and it really made me realize, I'm like, damn, people do not know how you feel unless you tell them. And I'm like, if I would have just been open and honest about this conversation to begin with and just been like, had been unapologetic about the way that I was feeling, things would have gone like way easier for me. Like I would have like held myself from so much anxiety, from so many triggers. Like you guys don't understand the freedom that I feel. So if you feel like there is something that you need to say to someone because they hurt you or because they said something to you, and they could have hurt you unintentionally, because even unintentional hurt still hurts, you guys, right? And even though it's something that they never expected to happen, it still hurts. And if you feel like you need closure or you need that apology, then speak up about it. And I'm gonna say that like very, very tough lovey, you guys, because if you don't speak up about things, people do not know what's going through your head. And I feel like I actually just watched a TikTok about this the other day too, where it's like, people think that other people know the way that they're feeling or the way that they're thinking more than they actually do. Like people are so in their heads, like selfishly, that they are only thinking about themselves and only thinking about what's going on with them, that they're not considering like the feelings of other people, you know? So I highly recommend being honest and being open with your feelings and talking to that person if you feel like, you know, things need to be said or whatever it is. Have those hard conversations, you guys, because they help you grow and they help you just lift a whole bunch of weight off your shoulders. You know, it was very hard. It was very, very hard, but I feel so much better. And I feel like me and this person are going to be so much closer because of it, because we got rid of that tiny tension that I only felt. And yeah, just have those hard conversations, you guys, and don't be like apologetic for the way that you feel. Like it's the way that you feel for a reason. That's another one that I feel like makes you a very high value woman, or what I see as myself as being high value. All right, so the last one, you guys. Oh, learning to speak up and let it go. So I feel like I kind of pretty much just talked about that. Again, learn to speak up. Learn to speak up about your feelings, because people do not know what you're going through. They don't know what you're feeling. They don't know what's bugging you, what's triggering you, or if there's something that you've had like deep down inside of you, like have held a grudge about. People do not know, you guys. This person, I guarantee, like that you feel like you have all of this resentment or all of this grudge towards, does not know that you're feeling that way. And it for your own peace and for theirs, just speak up. Speak up. Go through the hard conversation, feel the feelings, and then let it go. Again, I feel like this ties back to being confident, because to me, again, like I said, being confident is being able to go through these challenges and through these obstacles and letting them go. Like, learn to feel those feelings, because in order for you to feel happiness and for you to feel bliss and to feel peace, like, you have to go through these tough situations, because if not, we wouldn't learn how to. Imagine if we lived through life only experiencing the good, only experiencing the happiness and the good feelings, we would never know how to appreciate things. It's like the same thing. I feel like a good example are like rich kids, right? Or like, not like rich kids, but like, you know, in the movies where you see these kids that have had everything handed to them, have had everything, like everything that they've ever wanted, right? They don't learn to appreciate things because to them, everything is always so perfect, right? They've never had to go through any style of struggle or any type of like work or anything like that, right? To them, everything was so peaceful and blissful and whatever, but they never learn to appreciate the good when it comes. Like, to them, it's just like, that's the normal. And unfortunately, like I said, in those movies, like when you see like the character like that, they end up having like a huge hit in life, like something tragic really happens, and that's when they actually start to realize that, like, damn, there's more to life than like what I've been experiencing and living, you know? And I feel like that's kind of us in a way as well. Like, if we did not experience those bad and those negative things, we would not be able to appreciate the good. I hope that makes sense. I feel like that was like the best way that I could really explain it, because yeah, I don't know. I was like trying to think of like another way or like another analogy, but I cannot compare it to anything else. But honestly, again, if we're not able to experience the bad, we wouldn't be able to appreciate the good. So that is my fifth one, you guys. And again, I feel like all of them really tie into being confident. And I think confident is one of like, or confidence is one of like the main things of what makes a woman high value. Again, because you're able to pick yourself back up. Like, for example, me, I don't care how low I have to go. I have faith in myself that I'm going to be okay, because I am going to figure it out. If I'm upset, if it makes me mad, like it makes me depressed, whatever the case may be, I have so much faith and so much confidence in myself that I know that I will not stay in that place forever. Like, literally, life can throw me all the way down, but I will not stay there. Like, I refuse. I have one life, and so do you. Make the most out of it. Learn to love yourself. Learn to be the most confident in yourself. Just learn to be like such an unapologetic person and a woman of high value, you guys. And I promise you, you live through life so much happier, and I feel like it radiates towards other people, you know. And it's also about like figuring out again what you value in life, not necessarily in yourself, but what do you value in life? Like, what is valuable for you, you know? And that comes in very different formats. Like, for example, like family for me is one huge thing that I value, and like spending quality time with them and being able to like really set time aside for like each family member, like to me, that's very important. And my job, unfortunately, right now, I love content creation, and this is something that I value so much and I put a lot of passion into. And I've talked to you guys before, like about my job situation, and I'm just like not feeling fulfilled. So it's not something that like I'm like, if it came down to like my family or my job, girl, it would be my family 100%. But that's what I'm trying to say. It's like, it's those things that you value in life that are non-negotiable. Like, it's something that you're not willing to negotiate on. It's just something that it is what it is, and this is what I'm going to stick by, and that's what I'm going to go through life like knowing that that is valuable for me. And I think that that's another like thing that I feel like everyone should go through. Like, write it down. Like, write down things that you value in your life and stick by those. Like, every time you have a decision to make, you're walking through life, whatever the case may be, always remember what you value. So I feel like there's two different sides of being a woman of high value, because, well, the way that I am explaining it right now is what we value in ourselves, like qualities and characteristics in ourselves. But there's also what you value in life that I feel like is another topic, you guys, which we could get into if you guys would like. But anyways, you guys, that is it for today's episode. I hope you guys really enjoyed. Leave me a comment if you're watching this on YouTube, and let me know what you feel like makes a woman high value. If there's something that you didn't agree with me, let me know in the comments, you guys. I know you guys are always sending me DMs on Instagram. I highly appreciate that. But if there's something that you want to comment on the video, on the topic that I'm talking about today, if you could please leave a comment on the YouTube video so I can go ahead and talk to you guys there, and we can kind of all stay in the same chat, because I feel like that's a good way for us to communicate with one another, or all of our listeners are here, our community, is by being able to chat in the comments. So I hope you guys really enjoyed and found a lot of value. Remember, like I said, I will always try to provide the most quality and the most value for you guys. Yeah, so I hope that's exactly what you got for today's episode.